Sagt Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es nicht darin, Perig Beis, Mishnah Dalid. A lot of times people say one thing, but we're not sure what they mean. Sagt the Mishnah, Stam Nidarim Lahachmer. Someone makes another Stam, without being Mefarish as Kavana. And I could explain what he says in a way that it's a Neder, and he assers something. I could also explain what he says in a way that it's not a Neder. But Stam Nidarim are Lahachmer. So I have to be Machmer. But then the Mishnah says, Upeirushim Lahakal. If afterwards the person says, no, let me explain myself. What I meant to say was something which doesn't give us a nether. Okay, so if he explains himself, we accept his explanation. We accept the kula. So again, if he says something which could mean this way, could mean that way, we're going to assume, well, obviously he's trying to say something. And as the Batanura explains, he's mistam trying to be machmir. Just to keep things mutter, why say anything? But if he explains himself afterwards and he says, no, that's not what I meant. I didn't mean to say a neder, then we do believe it. Ketzad, can you illustrate an example of this? Of stam nidarim, sakta mishnah. Omar, suppose this person says, the noider is the person that's making the neder, or we think maybe making a neder. He says like this, Harei alai, this should be on me, kebasar meliach, like meat that we salt. L'choyre, that means the meat of a carbon. There's a mitzvah to salt karbanis, like the pasuk says, al kol karbancha takriv melech. But then again, meat that they would serve for avodah zarah lahavdil, they also used to salt. So by saying basar meliach, by attaching it, this should be also to me like salted meat, or meat that's salted, I could say he meant a carbon. And therefore, if you attach a nether to a carbon, called being matfis b'carbon, it's a nether. Or maybe he meant things you're makir for the avodah zarah, which, as we explained earlier, is not a nether. Remember why? Because to attach something to a nether, it has to be a davar hanader, something that you create the kedusha through your statement, like a carbon. Another example would be, suppose the person says, this should be on me like Yayin Nesach, Ki Yayin Nesach. So he took a piece of bread and said, this should be like Yayin Nesach. Literally, what's Yayin Nesach? Wine that's poured. But he's not telling us wine that's poured where. He could be referring to wine that's poured on the Mizbeach with karbanis called Nesachim. Then the nether would be a nether. Or he could be referring to wine that's poured for Avodah Zarah. And again, even though it sounds dramatic, this piece of bread should be also to me like the wine that's poured for Avodah Zarah, but that would not be a nether. Because if you attach your nether to Avodah Zarah, it's not a nether. So if he says, this piece of bread should be also to me, ki ayin nesach. So both in the case of basar meliach, salted meat, as well as the case of yayin nesach, so im shel shemayim nadar, if he explains himself and he says, no, I meant the meat of a carbon, or I meant to compare it to the wine that's poured on the mizbeach, so aser, so the piece of bread is aser. Then he was matfis bedavar hanadar. That means he attached his neder to a carbon, to something that a person creates the kedusha through designating it as hegdish. But im shel avodah zarah nadar, if his kavana with the salted meat or with the yayin nesach was for avodah zarah, so you're attaching your nether to avodah zarah, but that's not a nether, mutter. Then his nether is not effective. The imstam, let's say he doesn't explain what he meant. This is what he said. This piece of bread should be also to me like salted meat or like yayin nesach. He never told us if his kavana was karbonis or avodah zarah. So he left it for us to decide, so we're going to decide that also that the nether is chal. Like we explained, we go l'chumra. We assume his kavana was probably to make the nether in such a way that the nether is chal. If not, why is he saying it? Viter says the Mishnah, if the person says, harei alai kecherim. Okay, let's stop for a moment. In the Torah, we find two types of charamim. There's chermei shemayim, which is also sometimes referred to as chermei bedek abayis. That's when you give something over to the treasurer in the Beis HaMikdash, and basically it's like donating something to the Beis HaMikdash. And then there's Cherme Kehanim. Cherme Kehanim are given to the Kehanim. Both Cherme Shemayim and Cherme Kehanim receive their Kedusha at the time that you designated as Cherem. And if someone has Hanoah from it, he has personal pleasure from it, he's Moyel Behegdish. That means he has to bring a carbon, he has to add a fifth. But here's the difference. If I do Cherem for Kehanim, I have to give it to the Kayan. Once the Kayan gets it, the Kedusha goes off. And at that point, it's considered his money. With Cherme Shemayim, I give it to Bedek Abayis. I give it to the Gizbar, the treasure of the Beis HaMikdash. But the Kedusha doesn't go off even after he gets it. So now, this person said what? He said, Harei Alai Kecherem. What did he mean? He's not explaining which Cherem. But if he tells us what he meant, Im Kecherem Shel Shemayim, he says, no, my Kavanah was for the Cherem that goes to the Beis HaMikdash. So Aser. This Cherem that goes to the Beis HaMikdash stays Aser. But if he tells us that what he meant was Cherem Shel Kehanim, Im Kecherem Shel Kehanim, that's how he explains himself. And as the Batanur explains, when a person says the Cherem of Kehanim, we understand he means the Cherem after it got to the Kayan. And like we explained, once the Kayan gets it, it becomes Mutter. So therefore, his neder is not a neder. Mutter, because you said your piece of bread should be like something which is mutter. But the imstam, if he just said cheirim, plain, and he didn't explain which cheirim he meant, if he meant the cheirim of the Beis HaMikdash, which in that case the neder would be aser, or he meant the cheirim to kehanim, which in that case it would be mutter. So he's leaving it to us to decide what he meant, so aser. Because we go l'chumra and we assume his kavana was cherme shemayim. Another case. The person says, harei alai kemaiser. This piece of whatever, let's say this piece of bread, should be to me like maiser. Which maiser did he mean? There is, for example, maiser behema. What does that mean? What's maiser behema? There is a mitzvah in the Torah to separate from every 10 behemos that's born to a person every single year, one carbon and to be makrevit to the Mizbeach. In order to do this, you take all the behemoths that were born during that year into the special area, and they come out through a narrow doorway where they can only come out one by one, single file. And as they come out, you count them. And each tenth animal gets marked with a red paint. And he says, Harei zeh maiser. A Meiser Behema gets the Kedusha of a carbon. And it's a person who gives it the Kedusha, therefore it is considered, explains the Baal Tanura, Dover HaNoder. And if you attach a Neder to it, if you say that this piece of bread should be Aser to me like Meiser Behema, the Neder is Chal. Now, even though every tenth Behema is automatically Meiser, so is that something that the person gives it a Kedusha? Or does the Kedusha come automatically? Because we said if the Kedusha comes automatically, you can't attach a neder to it. And the answer is, we consider this something. Meiser Behema, we consider something that the person gives Kedusha to. Because he has to go through this process. It's the person that has to bring them into the area called the deer. He has to line them up, bring them single file through this narrow doorway, and mark the tenth one. So it's like the Torah sets it up in such a way where the person gives it the Kiddush. So if you attach a neder to it, it would be Aser. But then again, there's Meiser not from Behemois, but there's the Meiser from Tvua that grows in Eretz Yisrael. That's Mechuyev and Trumas Meisers. And after you separate Truma Gedoyla, which is given to the Kayan, and it's Aser for non-Kayhanim, you separate a tenth, and that's Maiser Rishon that's given to the Levi. Maiser Rishon is Mutter Bi'achila. Anyone can eat it. So if I say something is like Maiser, and I mean the Tvua Maiser, that's like saying nothing. Because I'm attaching it to something which is practically Mutter. Does everyone hold that anyone can eat Maiser? Well, actually, there's one opinion. There's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. If Meir holds Maiser Rishon, is Aser Bi'achila for someone who's not a Levi. According to a Meir, just like someone who's not a Kayan can't eat Truma, someone who's not a Levi cannot eat Meiser. but we still consider it something for reasons we explained earlier, which is similar to Truma. The Torah says that 10% becomes Ma'iser, even though you decide which one, but it's still called a Davar Asur. If you remember, we also said a Svara, when it comes to Ma'iser, it's Tevel. That means you're not allowed to use it until you separate Truma and Ma'iser. So it's not something that you create the Issa when you say this is Truma or this is Ma'iser. It was Asur before. But when you say this is Truma or this is Ma'iser, that part stays Asur and the rest becomes Mutter. Either way, whether you understand the lumdis or not, but the bottom line is, when this person says, Harei olai kemaiser, this piece of bread should be to me like maiser, and he's not explaining himself when he made the initial statement, but afterwards he does explain it. And he tells us, no, I meant maiser behemah. So im kemaiser behemah nadar, when I said this piece of bread should be to me like maiser, he says he meant maiser behemah, which is something that a person gives the kedusha to. It's called davar hanadar aser. So he attached his neder, he was matfis the neder to a dover, hanoder, and therefore the piece of bread is taka aser. But v'im, if he explains himself that his kavana was for the meiser of goyren, shall goyren. Goyren means the threshing floor. That's where they distributed the truma and meiser, so we call the meiser, the gross on the ground, shall goyren. So mutter. Because comparing it to meiser rishon does not make the neder a neder. The imstam, if he just said, this piece of bread is like meiser to me, and he doesn't explain which meiser, whether it's the meiser behema, which is aser, or the tvua meiser, the meiser garden, which is mutter, so he's leaving it to us to interpret what he meant, so we're going to assume aser, he meant meiser behema, because we go l'chumra. Another example. He says, harei like a truma, this piece of bread should be to me like truma. Which truma did he mean? Well, what truma could he have meant? So I'll tell you. When we have a Beis HaMikdash, every year is mechuyev to give a machzis hashekel every single year, which is used to purchase karbonos tzibur. When did they bring the shkalim? During the month of Adar. They were left in a special room in the Beis HaMikdash called a lishka on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's when they would have to start being makriv the karbonis from the new shkalim, so on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and by the way, also, they did this 15 days before Shavuos and 15 days before Sukkos. Those that were in charge would go into this lishka, and they would fill up 3 boxes of the shkalim in order to purchase karbonis tzibur with it. Those shkalim in those boxes were called trumas halishka. In other words, the gizbarim, those in charge, already took from the general pile of machzis hashekel and separated into boxes. Once they were magdishit for the purpose of purchasing karbonas tzibur, they are considered a dover hanador, and if you attach a neder to it, if you say that this bread should be aser to me like trumas halishka, the din is, it's aser, the neder is chal. So this person said, Harei alai, this piece of bread should be to me ketruma. Which truma? So im ketruma salishka nodar, if he explains himself, says, no, what I meant was truma salishka osir. He attached it to something that kedusha was given to. But v'im shel goyren, if he says, no, what I meant was the truma you give to a kayan, then mutter, like we explained earlier. We consider that a dover ha'osir, not a dover ha'nodar. Something that becomes us and not something that you gave the Isser to. So if he tells us what he means, we believe him. But the imstam, if he leaves us without an explanation, just plain, this piece of bread should be like truma, he's leaving it up to us to interpret. He's not telling us which truma he meant. So aser, we go l'chumra, and we assume he meant truma salishka divrei Rabbi Meir as lehalt Rabbi Meir. Here we have a disagreeing opinion. Rabbi Yehuda says, depends where. Stam truma bi Yehuda asura, bagolul muteres. We explained that Eretz Yisrael was basically divided into 3. There was Yehuda, that's the area around Yerushalayim, the center of the country. There's the Gol, which is up north, where Meron Tzvas Tveria is. and there was Aver HaYarden. Rabbi Yehuda says, we have to look to see where this person is coming from. The people in Yehuda, they were near the Beis HaMikdash. So their terminology, their thought process was much closer to the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, Stam Truma Bi Yehuda Asura. If someone in Yehuda says, this piece of bread should be to me like Truma, the Neder is Chal. Because they were talking about the Truma Salishka. They did it already. They separated the Machzeh Shekel. They did the Truma Salishka. When they said, Stam Truma, they were talking about the Truma Salishka. So even though he didn't explain which Truma he meant, we go L'chumra, we have to assume that he meant the Truma Salishka, and therefore the Neder is Chal. But Bagol, for a person in Galul, Muteres, if he said, this piece of bread should be like Truma, it's Mutter. Because they were far from the Beis HaMikdash, Stam, when they spoke about Truma, they spoke about the Truma that they were more familiar with. And that was the Truma that grows, that you separate and give to the Kayan. Ein Anshe Galul Makirin, the Anshe Galul didn't recognize as Truma Salishka. Now, probably if you would have asked someone in Galul, you know what Truma Salishka is, he would know what it means. But when they said Stam Truma, they didn't recognize it as much. They weren't thinking about it as much. So when you said Truma in Galul, you probably were pretty sure that he meant regular Truma that grows. So even if he did not explain himself, the Neder should not be Chal. For that matter, says the Mishnah Vayit, along the same lines, Stam Charamim bi Yehuda Mataren. In Yehuda there were many Kahanim around the Beis HaMikdash. So Cherme Kahanim was very Shchiach. People would donate things to the Kahanim. And Stam is when a person said Cherem, it usually meant to the Kayan. But Ubagolol, Stam Cherem and Gol Asurin. There weren't that many Kahanim there. And therefore, the reason we assume that when someone uses the term Cherem and Gol, he means Cherem to the Beis HaMikdash, is because she'ein anshe galul makirin as cherme kahanim. They're not so used to kahanim over there. They don't refer to cherim stam as cherme kahanim. Cherim means cherim to the Beis HaMikdash. And cherim to the Beis HaMikdash would be aser, then the nether would be good, like we explained earlier. So quickly, chazring over our Mishnah. Perik Beis, Mishnah Dalet. If someone stam makes a nether, he doesn't explain himself, we're going to assume he meant lechumra. If he does explain himself and he said, no, I meant lekula, lekula means a leniency, we're going to believe him. For example, someone says, this loaf of bread is kibasar maliach, like salted meat, or kiayin esach, I don't know what he means. If he explained that he meant like karbanos or nesachim and mizbeach, it's aser. If he says what he meant was avodah zarah, it's mutter. So if he tells us what he meant, we'll believe him. If he doesn't explain it, we're going to assume he meant karbonis, and the neder goes into effect. For that matter, if someone says a rei like a cherim, I'm not sure what he means. This loaf of bread to me is like a cherim. If he meant cherim shemaim that goes to the Beis HaMikdash where the kedusha stays on it, it would be aser. So if he tells us that's what he meant, we believe him, and it's aser. If he tells us that no, that's not what I meant. I meant cherim kahana. And Pashas, he means after it got to the Kayan. The Cherem that you give to the Kayan, once the Kayan gets it, becomes Mutter. So the Neder wouldn't be Chal. If he tells us that's what he meant, it's Mutter. If he doesn't tell us, we go L'chumra. Third example would be, if he says, this piece of bread, this loaf of bread is like Meiser. If he explains he meant Meiser Behema, then it's Aser. Meiser Behema is a Dover Hanader, something that a person gives the Kedusha to. If he says he meant the Meiser that goes to the Levi, Meiser Rishon from Tfuah, and it's mutter. If he doesn't tell us what he meant, we assume it's aser. Fourth example. He says, Arei like it, truma. This piece of bread is like truma to me. If he meant the truma salishka, where they separated from the pile of machzis ha-shekel and designated it for the karbonos, then it would be aser. If he meant truma that grows, you give to the kayin, it would be mutter. So if he tells us what he meant, we believe him. If he doesn't tell us what he meant, we're going to assume that it's us or Zehalt Rav Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. If he's from Yehuda near the Beis HaMikdash and he says Truma, he probably was referring to the Truma Salishka, and his Neder is Aser. If he was in Galil, where they weren't so familiar with the Truma Salishka, Stamaze, when a person says Truma, he was referring to Truma that grows, and therefore it would be Mutter. As far as Chayim is concerned, in Yehuda, where there were a lot of Kayhanim, so Stam Chayim usually meant what they gave to Kayhan. In Galil, there weren't that many Kayhanim. when people spoke about Chaim, they were talking about going to the Beis HaMikdash, so it meant to the Beis HaMikdash. So you have to know where the person is coming from.